Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review, week of Monday, April 25th, 2022, through Friday, April 29th, 2022. Monday, April 25th, 2022. Woodridge resident who embezzled from family company sentenced to prison for tax evasion. Matthew V. Blackwell was sentenced to 21 months in federal prison and 2 years of supervised release for tax evasion. According to court documents and statements made in court, Blackwell was the vice president of operations at a family-owned food company based in Orange. Between approximately 2012 and 2016, Blackwell embezzled $927,143 from the company by creating false purchase orders and invoices that he presented to the company controller, who had no knowledge of their fraudulent nature. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2022. Tuesday, April 26th, 2022. Rochester man sentenced to 10 years imprisonment and multi-million dollar nationwide Ponzi scheme. John Law was sentenced to 10 years in federal prison and ordered to pay $1.3 million in restitution for his role in a national Ponzi scheme. According to United States Attorney John C. Gerganis, Law previously pleaded guilty to conspiring to commit mail fraud, wire fraud, and bank fraud in connection with a Ponzi scheme that netted over $115 million and resulted in more than $70 million in losses to victims, some of whom were located in the Middle District of Pennsylvania. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2022. Wednesday, April 27th, 2022. United States forfeits millions in cryptocurrency used to launder illicit dark web proceeds. United States federal prosecutors within the state of Florida successfully forfeited approximately $34 million worth of cryptocurrency tied to illegal dark web activity. According to the U.S. government's civil forfeiture complaint, law enforcement agents identified a South Florida resident raking in millions by using an online alias to make over 100,000 sales of illicit items and hacked online account information on several of the world's largest dark web marketplaces. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2022. Thursday, April 28, 2022. CEO of medical device company charged with evading payment of $6 million in federal payroll taxes. Larry Wallace, pharmacist and CEO of Midwest Medical Holdings, LLC, has been charged with tax evasion for allegedly failing to pay several million dollars in payroll taxes. Despite being aware of his company's tax obligations, Lindbergh failed to pay over to the Internal Revenue Service several hundred thousand dollars in federal payroll taxes each quarter beginning in 2011. The IRS spent years attempting to collect on the tax debt. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2022. Friday, April 29th, 2022. Addiction treatment facility owner convicted in $58 million healthcare fraud scheme. Carrie Lynn Beadle was convicted for her role in a healthcare fraud scheme that billed private health insurers more than $58 million for services that were never provided and were not medically necessary. Beadle and her co-conspirators recruited patients by providing them with kickbacks and bribes in the form of free or reduced rent, payment for travel, and other benefits in exchange for those patients agreeing to reside at HWT, attend drug treatment at RLR, and submit to regular and random drug testing, typically 2 or 3 times per week at RLR and HWT. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2022. This Week in Review news update is provided by the ABFA in support of our daily news briefs. Please visit the ABFA's website at abfa.us for more information regarding current news in forensic accounting and a list of our certification offerings and other offerings.